That is their best record in, I believe, 5 seasons. So they're going in the right direction. And they got a lot coming back. And it's good to see. It's good to see for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. What's good to see for the USA Patriots is tonight was their 29th appearance in the district finals since they consolidated between Unionville and Sebring back in 1972-1973. And tonight marks their 22nd district championship. Of the 29 appearances, 22 championships, that's 75% of the time they're coming home with the trophy. For USA now, it's in history. They are 92-44 in the MHSA tournament since 1973. That's a .676 batting average, not too bad. And 22 districts, including 2017, 2016, and 5 regional championships. Their last regional championship comes back in 2005. Lakers now 78-57 altogether since 1961.
The way it was. This was a beautiful crowd tonight. Reminded me of years past.
Yes, indeed. Full gym. And, John, what do you think the key to tonight's ball game was? There was obviously a lot of keys, but what really changed? I mean, Lakers came out and they were leading.
Okay.
8-2.
Two words.
Okay.
Fool's gold.
You're going back to that.
Seriously, it was. It was self-inflicted by the Lakers. Had they went ahead and understood the danger that that shot that you know looks like it looks like gold, it really does. But if they just pull it out, run some offense, some time off, and they would have been all right. I think that if they would have gone to what their strength is basically inside. Tonight it was tough. It was 26% on the inside tonight, but even still, they would have felt a little bit more success than just throwing up the ball and hoping that it went in, playing basically USA's game. That's what the second quarter, the third quarter, especially the third quarter, were all about.
When you take a look at the turnovers, USA finished with 8, 3 of those in garbage time at the end of the ball game. They had 3 at halftime, 2 in the third quarter, compared to Lakers. 8 in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter, 9 in the third quarter. That was the quarter they were outscored 23-5 by USA, and then another 2 in the fourth quarter. By then, the damage was already done. Scoring by quarter, USA, after the first quarter, 18-12. Second quarter, USA scored 17, Lakers with 12. Third quarter, like we said, USA 23, Lakers 5. In the fourth quarter, it was close, USA with 12, Lakers with 11, to bring them back within 30 points. When the final buzzer went off.
What I did like what the Lakers did with the press breaker is that they were surveying the situation instead of getting themselves into silly double teams. They didn't do it all the time, but at least they had their heads up and they were pass faking and watching the Patriots go to the to the passing lanes and so forth, and they took it away from danger. Had they done that the whole game, we're talking maybe not a different result, but we're talking a little bit closer anyways.
John Mooney, now USA directs their attention to the defending state champions in Class C as they're taking on Flint Beecher and Montrose Hill McCloy on Monday right around 7 p.m.
Now, Flint Beecher, what kind of a team do they have?
Good one.
Okay, they're good. Yeah. They're state champions. In fact, I believe they are defending state
champions.
Yes,
indeed.
And they have a guard that is really quite a ball player. I think he scored 32 points the last time out.
Malik Ellison, yes.
And he has probably going to eclipse that tonight. Who knows? But they're probably going to be playing the same style of ball game, the helter-skelter kind of ball game, double team, switch, just, make things really havoc. And you think that's the type of ball game that USA plays, that they might be up for this particular challenge. And we're just going to see who does it better.
When you take, and I do believe Flint Beachers actually back-to-back state champions. When Malik Allison was a freshman, they actually lost. Because Malik Allison is a freshman at point guard. Replaced Monte Morris, who went on to play Iowa State, you know, the leading scorer and assist leader
and a
in
lot
Iowa
of,
State history.
A lot of Michigan colleges, sorry that Monte Morris escaped the state lines.
And since then, it was 2015, I do believe. I might be wrong here, but if memory holds me true, Flint Beacher in 2015, champion, 2016, a champion, and then 2017, Malik Allison, now a senior, leading that team into regionals as they took out Burton Bendel in quite the fashion, if I can find my notes wherever I put
all
that
I can say is that Coach Mike Williams really has it going at that fine institution of higher learning.
77-38.
Oh, my goodness.
Flint Beacher over Burton Bendel.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun just broadcasting that game. We're going to witness a track meet back and forth. And I'm really interested to see if Beacher can go ahead and force USA into taking shots that they don't really want to take at the end of a press breaker. I wonder if our USA will recognize that, hey, this is what we do to other people, and we don't have to go ahead and follow the same mistake. So, to me, this is going to be just fantastic to watch this kind of a ball game, since I anticipate we're going to have two styles that are pretty much the same.
And, of course, we'll have coverage starting right around 6:30 p.m. Of course, our Monday coverage depends on the first game ahead of them on the other side of Region 21. And then, of course, USA and Flint Beacher will be the second game from Montrose. And yours truly, Clark Ramsey and John Winnie, will be with you, hopefully, courtside. We'll see where we are. I have not taken a look at Montrose's gymnasium quite yet, but I'm sure we'll have that broadcast for you, nice and clear for you, from Montrose on Monday.
And we will be there in a very timely fashion.
We're going to get there about 4:30, yes. It would be uncommon, John, if we showed up late. Well, let me put it this way. We've probably done close to, I think, about 90 broadcasts over the course of 6 years. Yeah. And we've only been late to one. That was last year in regionals in Ithaca. For whatever reason, both John and I just did our math wrong, entirely wrong. And we showed up, I think it was about 24 minutes before tip-off. Because we rolled in and said, why are all the cars here? I mean, we show up and the parking lot's desolate.
Talk about expediency, though.
And we set up in about, honestly, 8 minutes. You threw the microphones out there. We connected to the station, and we got out whatever the kind of broadcast it was from
we
that.
We were on that, just about the time they were ready to go ahead and start announcing the starting lineup.
That coverage level, that lack of cell service in Ithaca, we fed it back to the station. And unfortunately, USA's season ended last year in the regional semifinals. We'll see what they do and have in store for us this year. John Mooney, I hate to bring this up to you, but you had USA by 14. I had USA by 15. Vegas had them at 16.5, so Vegas was a little off there. But
I was being optimistic, of course.
Yes, of course. Now the season-long standings are Las Vegas at 2, John Mooney at 3, Clark Ramsey at 9.
I think that over-under was 3.
Now, before
really
we went on air, you were willing to do a double or nothing on this ball game, remember?
I was tempted to go the other way. I really was.
Okay. Well, you would have been close.
But, I was giving the Laker guards a lot of respect on that. Okay, forget the fact that we weren't going to pick them for winning. But that's secondary as opposed to, winning the mythical championship of picking, prognosticating results and so forth. This is definitely not a science.
Well, that's the most sure thing we said all night tonight, John. Final thoughts from tonight.
It was an interesting ball game at the beginning of it. Everyone had that anticipation of, hey, could the Lakers do it? They're getting off to a good start.
They
and
did,
everything.
Yes.
And then, of course, the air went out of the balloon. But you know something? That's high school basketball, district championship caliber high school basketball. USA Lakers, USA and Lakers, congratulations to both teams. But congratulations to USA Patriots for heading out and representing this thumb area in the confines of Montrose High School in the regional, winning their, another district championship for the Patriots. And, hats off to them. The success speaks for itself, and we bow out to them.
Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Moore Shoreline, Kohler Propane, Farm Bureau Insurance Agents of Huron County, DS Services of Cass City.